Mix 101.7 KAYL, Ryan Thompson here now as we continue on with the Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame, visiting now with Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin as the Mustangs gearing up for Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton tonight in Newell. Area Game of the Week broadcast. Newell Fonda, Exira EHK, let's get it on. Brian, third meeting in the last 3 years between two great programs, both undefeated, district lead at stake. So I'm sure a lot of buzz within your communities for this one.
Well, you know, it obviously, yeah, there's that excitement of a district lead at stake. But, you know, you and I have visited many times, Ryan, and in district football, every football game, every district football game is big and has a tremendous impact on the postseason, and that's why each and every week, you know, we try to treat every game the same because of the impact and the importance of every district football game.
That's very true, and last week was important as well. A hard-fought win on the road against a quality Arweva team, overcame a few too many penalties, did things, though, that winning teams do: strong running attack, huge fourth down conversions, and defense making plays down the stretch.
Yeah, no question. You know, we had to go on the road. Tough place to play, obviously. Down at Westside, and their kids from Arweva played exceptionally well, as did our kids. And we had some mistakes, we had some penalties, but down the stretch, the last quarter and a half, our kids really played awfully good football offensively, defensively, and we were better in special teams in the down the stretch there, the last quarter and a half.
You had over 300 yards rushing, had a couple of double-digit play scoring drives in the second half, which chewed up about a combined quarter's worth of play off the clock, which was crucial in keeping their strong passing attack off the field.
Yeah, you know, we really felt like we had to limit their opportunities. They got an awfully talented group of skill kids at Arweva, and we felt like we had to really limit their opportunities, and our best defense might have been our offense keeping the football and keeping it out of their hands.
Well, Coach, before we dive more into tonight's matchup, but what about the JV freshmen, junior high, led by coaches Golly and Davis? How are things going for all them?
Our junior high is currently 3-1. They've won three straight after losing their first football game, to Remsen St. Mary's early in September. Our JV is currently unbeaten. The tough thing for me and the sad thing for me is our JV just hasn't had many opportunities as we've had, three JV games canceled. And so it's really been kind of a sad note for me, because kids are out for football to play football, and to have those games taken off our schedule really, is tough on me, because our kids are out to play football and they're not getting that opportunity. But currently they're 3-0. They beat a very good Glidden Ralston JV team here 2 weeks ago here in Newell in a very good JV football game. So, and then this coming Monday, they'll take on another strong program in West Bend Mallard.
All right, Coach, we'll take a time out here and talk more about tonight's matchup with the Spartans. More with Coach Wilkin coming up in the Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame right here on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 Cookies Barbecue and Wall Lake pregame as we continue our visit with Newell Fonda football coach Brian Wilkin. Coach, Exira EHK, still formidable, obviously. How would you say they compare with their teams from the last couple of seasons?
Well, Ryan, as I look at this football team on film, and obviously this is a very, very good football team, which... You know, you expect from Coach Peterson. Him and his staff do such a tremendous job down there in preparing their kids in the off season and during the season, and are always fundamentally sound, and their kids play hard. They're extremely physical. They're big. But I think the difference between this year's football team and last year's football team anyway is, this year's football team is a much more balanced football team. It's not heavily reliant upon one person. And he was a good one in Drew Peppers, no question. But it's a much more balanced football team that they have a number of kids that can run the ball. Brady Hansen can throw the football effectively, and he's got receivers that can catch it. And a much better football team, I think, than maybe a year ago in terms of the team aspect. Defensively, very typical Xavier EHK football team, tough, hard-nosed, very good defensive football team, much like each and every year that they produce down there. And the thing that impresses me defensively is when they come to tackle, they come to hit. And they've always been, an awfully good defensive football team that tackles well, and this year's no different.
And as you pointed out, they're now led by Brady Hansen at quarterback. You saw a lot of him last year when Drew Peppers got hurt early. Do you have to account for him running as much as he did Peppers?
Well, he's second on the team in rushing, averaging over 9.7 yards a carry. So, absolutely, he's got 721 yards rushing on the year. Their tailback, Drew Buchholz, who is a very good tailback, has 749. So, like I said, they got a number of kids that can run the football, and Brady Hansen at quarterback is one of them.
Well, this, like any other game, comes down to blocking, tackling, turnovers, big, special teams, as you always point out. Anything else you're looking at that's going to be a key to tonight's game?
Well, I think, you pretty much, covered everything there, and it's going to come down to, a football team that blocks better or tackles better is going to give themselves a great chance for success if, they're able to do those two things better than the other football team. But, with two teams that are similar in style, it's going to come down to which team's going to be able to run the football and which team's going to be able to stop the run. And obviously you do that through blocking and tackling. So, in the turnover game, or the turnovers, always a huge impact on the outcome of a football game, and you can't give a football team such as Xavier EHK extra opportunities.
Coach, thank you so very much for the comments, and best of luck tonight against Xavier EHK.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. Newell Fonda's Brian Wilkin joining us in the Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame. Let's take another timeout and the kickoff right around the corner from Newell. 8-player District 1 here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.